It's time for High Plains Public Radio's weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
Well, here we are at another October's end, so what better way to acknowledge scary things that go squeak in the night than to get to know a bit more about the dreaded assassin bug. But before you begin to shake and shiver in fear that you might meet up with one of these deadly named insects during a night of trick-or-treating, know that they are actually good guys of the garden bug world, and that the more than 100 species of assassins live across pretty much all of North America. Some of the best known and best named assassins include the spined assassin, the masked hunter, and the dreaded wheel bug, which occupies botanical settings from Texas to Rhode Island. Various sizes of assassin bugs abound, from 3/4 inch to a whopping 1.5 inches. The adult assassin sports a sharp, curved dagger mouthpiece that is tucked under its body while attacking its prey with its long front legs, holding the unfortunate victim until the dagger is plunged into the prey and injects a quick-acting and lethal toxin. The toxin quickly turns the captive's innards into a nutritious milkshake that is slurped up by the assassin bug, who then leaves an empty exoskeleton behind. If this all sounds gross or scary, consider what the assassin bug might have just consumed as he patrolled your flower beds or vegetable garden. Most likely his lunch was a garden bad guy, as the assassin's favorite foods often include hornworms, Mexican bean beetles, Colorado potato beetles, cucumber beetles, leafhoppers, aphids, and all kinds of bad guy caterpillars. Granted, they are also known to slurp up a ladybug from time to time, but for the most part, they seem to prefer somewhat larger and more destructive insects that can do harm to your prized garden plants. Assassin bugs can come in assorted colors, but most are brown, green, or black. They generally have broad bodies and elongated heads, supported on very long and spindly legs. The female is larger than the male and lays eggs in available cracks or crevices that can offer protection until they hatch. After hatching, the assassin bug passes through several stages of growth before maturing, and the nymphs or adults can overwinter in a sheltered area. If you find yourself in close proximity to an assassin bug, give the insect the right-of-way and forego any desire to get a closer look that might result in an encounter with that curved sword of a mouthpiece. This good bug could quickly turn into a bad bug if you give it a chance to do a taste test on you. The sting may cause swelling and can be very painful. Though assassin bugs are not aggressive toward humans, they will bite with that long tooth or sword if antagonized. If one lands on you, lightly brush it off and it will go on its own way. If you try to swat or hit it, you will antagonize the assassin bug, who will in turn use that long, thin mouthpiece to give you a painful reminder that they can cause even much larger foes a lot of pain and damage. So be forewarned and on the lookout for a beneficial bug with a scary-sounding name that might just make an appearance in your garden this Halloween season.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini and produced by the staff at HPPR. To listen to other Growing on the High Plains episodes, visit hppr.org.